Salem and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 following Mount Holmes' 59-48 loss to Van Buren. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 425-4868. And we'll go with Kai Bick for tonight. He finished with 11 points this evening.
Yeah, Kai had a great game and hit some good shots with Bombers, was able to take care of the ball, play good defense, and played really well for the Bombers tonight.
He was one of two players in double figures for Mount Holm. Leading the way was Braden Dewey with 12. 9 on the night for Ryder McClain. Also 6 for Hagen Robb. 4 for Blaine Tate. 3 each for McGee Harris and also for Kobaninski before he fouled out. Van Buren had three players in double figures. Leading the way was Gladden McDonald with 20 points. 13 on the night for Drew Brazel. 12 for Connor Myers. 8 for Jackson Cazell. 4 for Trenton Cooley and 2 for Malachi Henry. This game had one tie and three lead changes all in the first half. Rebounds, Mount Holm did out-rebound Van Buren by a count of 22-19. And turnovers, Mount Holm finished with 10 and Van Buren had 6 on the night. So it's kind of a tough time of the season for Mount Holm right now to be on a three-game losing streak.
It is not a great time to do that, especially if you're trying to make the playoffs. You know, we talked about it, they're kind of behind the eight ball right now. Even in tiebreaker points, they're not holding their own, in their own destiny with tiebreaker points. But the good news, if you're a Bomber fan, the good news is our upcoming games, Russellville, we jumped out on them big. Should have won that game in Mountain Home, right? The game following that one, we're going to have Greenwood at home. Greenwood's last in the conference, hadn't had a win yet. Could be a win there. We follow that up with Greenbrier at home, right? Greenbrier at home. We just had a shot to beat Greenbrier two nights ago. At Greenbrier, we lost that game by two, but had a wide open three to win that game. And then the finals, Alma, and we beat Alma at home, but we'll have to travel on the road to Alma. So the games that we have coming up are winnable games for the Bombers. It's not like that we're going to have to play out of our minds and you hope something good happens. The games that we have are winnable. We just got to go and take care of business and win those and see what happens above us. You know, when you don't win those games early in the year, you take everything out of your own control. And that's kind of where the Bombers are. They need some help, but they got to do their part and go 4-0, and they can against the teams we have coming up.
So with the loss, Mount Holm's going to fall to 13-13 on the season, 4-6 in the 5A West. Van Buren's going to improve to 15-11 and 6-4. So again, Mount Holm loses this boys matchup to Van Buren. 59-48. The Lady Bombers earlier tonight defeated the Lady Pointers 44-39. So another split for Mount Holm tonight. And that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come your way Tuesday night. It'll be the last of three straight road trips for Mount Holm as they will head over to the Arkansas River Valley to take on Russellville. Looking forward to it, Brad.
Yep, we'll see you there Tuesday night.
All right, so thank you to Brad Coleman here at the broadcast position with me. Also, thank you to Adam McClain, our producer back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Claire Bates Arena in Van Buren.
This is Fleetwood Mac. Hello, we're the Police.
Hi, this is Billy Joel.
Classic Hits 101.7.
every second, every moment. We've got to make it last. Touch you once, I touch you twice. I won't let go at any price. I need you now, like I need you then. You always said we'd still be friends someday. If you leave, I won't cry. I won't waste one single.
Music is the food for life. And we're an all-you-can-eat buffet. Classic Hits 101.7.
Just for me, my life today, and it doesn't. is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic hits 101.7.
All day.
All throughout the day.
I love it.
On air and streaming live on KTLO.com. Classic hits 101.7.
Seems so long.